You are walking slowly along a beach. It's mid-July and very, very hot, around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun is low on the horizon, although it has not yet begun to set. The sky is brilliant blue, the sun is a blazing yellow. Feel the heat from the sun against your face. Feel the warmth of its rays against your skin. You are in a cabin in the mountains. It's midnight, the dead of winter. Hear the soft, high howling of the wind outside. You are sitting in front of the fire, gazing fixedly into the flames. Now close your eyes. You begin to see leaves of brilliant green, shimmering in the moonlight. You are standing in the middle of a vast garden, a garden that stretches for miles and miles. It's midnight. It is midsummer. The moon is full and silver, the sky clear and filled with stars. The air is warm and balmy. Hear the low, soft rumble of a breeze through the leaves. Now you are in a desert. See a brilliant blue sky, blazing yellow sun, and flat, cracked clay clear to the horizon line. Feel the hot, dry, and cracked clay beneath your feet. There are no trees, no plants, no hills. There's nothing but dried, cracked clay all the way to the vanishing point. You are lying on a large, round bed in a huge, circular, black marble room. It's midnight. You are looking up at the ceiling. The ceiling is a glass dome, a clear, transparent bubble. The night is clear. The sky is filled with stars. You are lying in bed. It's early morning. Feel the heavy quilts over your body. You are in a farmhouse in Kansas. It's late August, 5:30 in the morning. Hear the crow of a rooster. You get up. You see that you are in the middle of a dense jungle, a tropical rainforest. Sunlight is just beginning to filter through the canopy of leaves above you, casting a lace-like pattern of light on the jungle floor. Birds are calling. Monkeys are chattering. Begin making your way through the dense undergrowth, cutting your way through with a machete. You discover you are on the second floor of a house. It's almost midnight, early spring. In the room is a great bed with a canopy. On the bed is a Raggedy Ann doll and wooden toy soldiers. There's a bay window. Moonlight streams through the window, bathing the room in a silver glow. You are sitting in a white ice cream chair by an Olympic swimming pool in a sunken garden. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, mid-July. Very, very hot. You are wearing a black bathing suit. At the far side of the pool are cabanas, Arabian tents in multicolored stripes. Beyond the cabanas are coconut palms. 17 parrots with brilliant plumage of purple, chartreuse, and turquoise perch in the fronds, staring at you. You are walking through mountains of ice and snow. It's 40 degrees below zero. You are wearing a fur parka. You are at the polar ice cap, the North Pole. The sky is pale blue, the sun a faint yellow, the snow a dazzling, blinding white. On your right is a cottage. By the cottage is a garden of radishes, cabbages, turnips, parsley, and tomatoes. Next to the garden is an incinerator burning paper. Hot, light bits of paper ash blow in the wind and graze your skin. Stand up. Strip down to your white bathing suit. Running the length of the lawn is a flat hose with fine holes shooting water into the air. You can see a rainbow in the water. Run as fast as you can through the water. Smell the wet grass. Feel it slippery beneath your feet. You come to a great iron gate. Beyond the gate is a gray stone mansion built in the 30s, the golden era of Hollywood. Open the gate. Hear it creak on its hinges. Find yourself in a field of dandelions gone to seed, great white puffs on tender stalks in the sunlight. Begin eating the dandelion seeds. Feel them hot and dry in your mouth, down your throat, in your stomach. Hot and dry in the center of your body. A river flows past the mansion. Follow the river deeper and deeper into the woods. Come upon a spring bubbling cold, pure water from the earth. Drink the water. You have an urge to urinate. Go behind a bush. Expel the urine. It comes out as wet and cold as the water went in. Feel yourself falling forward, somersaulting head over heels down through the water. Pale amber sunlight filters down from above. As you go deeper and deeper, the water grows cooler and cooler. See brightly colored fish, salmon coral, pink sea anemones hugging close to the sea floor. You burst into flames.